Simon Reish Mem Zayin. Din in Yehudim Yerim Ksavim B'Shabbat. This Machaber says, Shalei Yehudim Yigeret B'Yad Ein Yehudim Yifilu B'Yerim Shabbat M'Chashivcha V'Hu Shekotat L'Yedam. V'Vah Shalei Yerim Leish Yenach B'Shabbat. V'Im Lo Yikotat Yilai Kri Redi Yer B'Masa Oslo Shlech Ben Yer Rishim Yikri Redi Yer B'Masa Shlech Ben Yer Shabbat. Kshisho Yitbiyer M'Dei Shiuchu L'Agil L'Beis Asamach L'Chaim. Machaber says, this is more that we saw that you test. Machaber says that if you're Kotat, you want to send a letter with somebody before Shabbat, as long as you made set up a price before Shabbos, you told the guy, I'm going to pay you $5 to bring the letter. Then, whenever the guy brings the letter, even if he tells you he's going to bring it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. You're not allowed to tell him to bring it on Shabbos. But if he brings it on Shabbos, that's his own prerogative. He decided that he wants to bring it on Shabbos to get over the job. I paid him for the job. He wants to finish the job on Shabbos. That's not a problem. He's allowed to bring the letter on Shabbos. Bizmaninu, how does it play out? Bizmaninu. Anytime you send a letter, Bizmaninu, it's always chatzatz. You have to put a stamp on, or if you go to the, they'll stamp it for you in the post office. If you put it into the mailbox, then you have to put a stamp on. It's always katatz. You always paid for your letter before you sent it. They actually have this money. They have something here in Eretz Yisrael. I don't think they have in America, but they have yeshirut or hamish post, where they pay somebody to go around. They have it in different neighborhoods. They give everybody, especially common with invitations. You have 150 invitations that you want to send to Kiryat Sefer. You live in Yerushalayim. So you don't want to spend for a stamp on every single one. So you pay this Hamish post, and they go around. Anyhow, they're going around, and they go around, and they drop off the letters and the invitations. And there you're also paying them beforehand. You're paying them for the thing, but you're not paying for every stamp. Now, the Pashtus, Bizmanenu, since every time that you send a letter, it's katat, there's never a problem to send a letter. I remember going to shul on Shabbos. We used to take them, there's a mailbox right by the shul. Stick the letters there of Shabbos and put them in and go to Daven Mincha. That's what we used to do. Not a problem to send it right before Shabbos. You paid for it, it's katat, you're not telling him to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, it's not a problem. Even though you know that he's going to do it on Shabbos, it could be that he told you he's going to do it on Shabbos. Not a problem. A clause. Kaviyah Beidar Beir, it's not Ksaviyah Beid Yisrael. And Lamayin said that's what the Pesach is meaning to say. Ramayisha has a tshuva about it. Chelik in Chelik Gimel Menvav. Shmuel Shabbos Chalsa goes like that. Allah Lamayin says no problem. The whole problem is in Chutz La'aretz, where the people that are working are going. Even Eretz Yisrael, in most places, as far as I know, they don't have mail on Shabbos. Certainly in this area in Yerushalayim and around. I don't know what they have in Haifa, but there's no mail on Shabbos. In Chutz La'aretz, it's all going, and therefore there's no problem of left me even. There's no problem that he's doing malachim for you because you didn't come to do it on Shabbos. Rav Moshe has a chiddush in that tshuva, Chelek Gimel Menvav, that he says in New York and other places, that Brooklyn and New York, I think he says, if anywhere in those areas, says Rav Moshe that since there are numerous mailmen that are yidden, therefore one should refrain, Yish Lahachmer, Min Haroi Lahachmer, he says, not to send a letter on Erev Shabbos, because not out the din of Amir La'akum, that a goy is going to be doing it for malacha, but rather out the Eiver that you're causing a yid to do a malacha for you. Now, he says that in most places you do not have to be fish for this. Unless you have, it's a miyachah, even if there are yidin, it's a miyachah ainer matzi. He says in New York, it's maybe a miyachah matzi, therefore, minaroi la'akum, he says. There's the chur, even he's masking that minadin, it's certainly mutter l'chur, and what's that? And Bizman Azeh, I don't know if it's like that anymore either. So maybe Rebbe Bishurim, it's by Yid. It's Rebbe Bishurim, it's by Yid, it's more Chomer. In these places, Lamaisa, I don't know that people are Machmer, Lamaisa, not to send letters on Erev Shabbos. You don't have to preach just a Miyat. You can't say it's not even a Miyat Sheinu Motzei anymore. But that is the Chiddush of Ramesha in places like Brooklyn, Ukidena. Anywhere else in the country, I wouldn't think that you'd have an issue at all. Where is this halacha yesterday? They talk about if you want to send express mail, FedEx overnight. So you want to give it to them Friday afternoon, and you want it to come Shabbos afternoon. Eretz Yisrael, obviously, is not going to happen because they don't do it. Is there any problem to do that? So many places say that in Echamim it's a problem. Why? Because that's as if you're telling the goy lehedya, you're paying more money for this express mail. You're telling the goy lehedya to mail it to you on Shabbos. Why else are you giving to them? Why else? That's better than what you're saying. Even if you didn't say, bring this, say, I want this FedEx overnight. So that means that he has to do it on Shabbos. Therefore, Kamal, the phrase is Manenu, Nemon, that would be problematic. However, since Lamaiso, when you give it into the FedEx the person that's behind the counter, the clerk behind the counter, is not the one that's bringing it. They're going to give it over to somebody else. So ba'ez it's an amir la'amir. And therefore,
it's a goyin from another goyin.
Therefore, it's an Erev Shabbos, b'chlal, we have some surfer that says that it's mutter. Mishabura doesn't seem to go that way. However, with regard to Amir Lemira, we saw at the end of Shin Zayin Tefei that the way the Mishabura passes is Mokum Hefted Gadol, you can be Mekel. Therefore, the Peskim are Mekel, the Mokum Tzerach Gadol, or Hefted Gadol. Certainly, if you needed something overnighted, if you're going to send it in regular mail on Friday afternoon, it's only going to get to them on Monday, and you need it there ready once a Shabbos, Sunday, whatever it is, then the Mokum Hefted Gadol, or Tzerach Gadol, which is generally equated with Hefted Gadol, they say that you could be Mekel because Amir Lemira. Rav Falk Shlita, in his Tshuvas Machz Eliyahu, he says the Simel HaMadayim is in Sarif Kama V'Kama Taimim together to be Meiko. Two of the Taimim are Gebayit on the fact that generally when the guy is carrying letters, he's not just carrying one letter at a time. He's carrying many letters at a time. And therefore you have to know from FedEx, because FedEx, if it's an overnight, Lav Dafka, when he's coming to your house, if it's just regular U.S. postal service, whatever it is, and you can get it express mail, then maybe it's going to come together with another 10 letters that are going to come to your house. However, in a case where you're FedExing it, or UPS, one of these, UPS doesn't have them on mail, I don't think. They have packages, parcels. But FedEx, these things, they have Lav Dafka, or they come together with other letters, and therefore, it's not so pashut, the coolest that he's with Sarif together, and therefore, I think for the most part, the meaning of the Olam is to be Masmer, like the Rav Peskis Manenu, not to send letters, and packages would be the same thing. For sure packages, because packages even much less of a tzad that he's bringing more packages. By going to the Svara of Ribu Bishurim, that he had to come to your house anyhow, and he's just adding in another letter, so therefore, can't send a tzad to Nisr because he was coming to your house anyhow. However, if it's an overnight letter, or it's an overnight package, Lav Daf was he coming to your house anyhow, and therefore it could be that he's doing Malacha for you, and one should refrain, if not from Mokum Hefted Meruba, from sending overnight packages. Now this whole halakha over here, that special halakha of an inyan to letters, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, in Sifkot and Hay, the reason why we discuss letters, and it has to be a Beit Doer, which is Kavua, is because since the letter has the handwriting of a Yid on it, and the handwriting of a Yid shows that a Yid sent it, it seems what the chashash is that it's written in Hebrew. It's written in Lashon HaKodesh. People say it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, therefore they're going to say, oh, it must be that a Yid sent the guy on Shabbos. And therefore they're going to say that there is an issue that was done here. Now it happens to be that this is a Chiddush L'Chario, because it doesn't say who. We love that because we know who sent it. It says, this should go to Chaim Yankel, the Hanif Fetcher, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, and this in the street, wherever it is, it's Lepron, wherever it is. And this in the street, and therefore, yeah. Does it say who sent the letter? Lav Dafka. There was no return address. Lav Dafka was a return address. You don't even know who sent it. You know for sure who sent it, you don't know who sent it. But the fact that it's a Yid sent something on Shabbos is a problem. What's the Shaila really? We saw later on, we'll talk about it, because the Shemeshim base of Gimel, is a guy allowed to wash? He's not allowed to do malacha before hesia, where it's clear he's doing a malacha for a yid. A guy is not allowed to do a malacha before hesia on Shabbos. Even if you would have had a heter, but if it's clear that he's doing it for a yid, then it's a problem. For example, washing clothing that belongs to a yid. So that's a machlekes. That's you take your Yerushalmi's Shabbos bekasha, and you're washing it outside. Everybody sees that it's the gold, the bekasha, and everybody knows that it's a yid. Now, do you know which yid it is? No. So is that a problem? You know that it's a yid, so you're working for a yid, but you don't know for which yid. So is there a problem with Marasayin? What's the problem? That there's a yid there that was Machal Shabbos by asking to do Malacha? So Mishnah Berurah brings out it's Machlekes Achronim. The Magen Avraham is Machmir, and the Tosef Shabbos is Mekel. Talk over there, how we talk to the Lachem Meis. So her over here also, you don't know who sent the letter. You don't know who sent the letter, so like, what would be the problem? You don't know. Either way, Mishnah Berurah says, unless the chash is that it says the person's name on it. It says the person's name on it. Maybe that's the problem. Nevertheless, the chash is that people are going to say that the Yid sent the Goyim Shabbos. Because they see the letter has the Yid's handwriting on it. So, Frechter Volman Shlito, so then why is Katzatz going to help? What's the help to have Katzatz? L'chur, it's still, even if you're a Katzatz and you made up the price, still it looks like there's the lettering of the Yid on the letter on the letter that he's sending, it looks like you sent them on Shabbos. So the Aruch Hashem says, he says that if you're a katas, then the guy is going to go ahead and do the malacha without asking any yidin. However, if it was loy katas, he's doing a teira for the yid, so he's going to show everybody, hi, everybody, I'm doing a teira for the yid. I'm bringing this letter. Does anybody know where this guy lives? Does anybody know? He's going to ask people in his mission. And then there's going to be a shash. My boss gave me a better shot than that in her hand. Very fair, where is the Mokhan bin Mechal? However, the Rosh Hashanah is bothered by the Shailah, and he says in Echonami, because when it's like, when it's Katzat, I'm getting paid to do a job, I'll go ahead and I'll do the job until it's finished. If I'm not getting paid, then I'll ask people to help me out. Once I start asking people, they're going to see, and the Zachshash is going to be maritime. This halacha that's going to get to malachis is just a general rule, and that is any time that you're asking a guy to do, we'll see it a little bit more in Mishnah and Beis, anytime that you're asking a guy to do something for you and you're paying him for the job, as long as he can do it before Shabbos, or he can do it after Shabbos, you're not telling him when to do it, then it's not a problem. Even if he doesn't on Shabbos. For example, you order something from Amazon and you order it on Thursday and they tell you, oh, it's going to be by you on Shabbos. If I didn't tell them to bring it to me on Shabbos, then it's not a problem because they can bring it to me on Sunday, they can bring it to me on Monday, they can bring it to me on Tuesday. I didn't tell them when to bring it to me, they can bring it to me on Friday. When I'm asking them to do a malacha, I bring something into the cleaners and I don't tell them when to do it, then even if they do it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. If I tell them when to do it, then it's going to be, then we have the issue. The shayla is, that's another shayla. So what's the difference if they tell you to do it on Shabbos? Once I made up with you that I'm paying you for the job, and when you do it, you're doing it a day to the nashi because you're getting paid, so why can't I tell you to do it on Shabbos? That means you really ask this question. L'chur, the pashup shot is, because even though when I pay you for a job, and you do the job, you're doing it for yourself to make the money, but if I tell you to do it on Shabbos, then the reason why you're doing it on Shabbos specifically is because they ask you to do it. So there's the aspect of Adaita the Yisrael, when you're doing it with the Yisrael in mind. I would have done it regardless, because I'm getting paid to do the job. The question is, maybe I would have done it on a Friday, maybe I would have done it on Matzah Shabbos, maybe I would have done it on Tuesday. The reason why I'm doing it on Shabbos is because he asked me to do it. Therefore, we look at it as Adaita the Nafshei, and therefore it's problematic. Even though he has himself in mind, he's getting paid. Like we found in Tosfos. That when you do something that the Guf of the Yisrael is Nene, then even though you have yourself in mind, however, we consider that to be Israel. Similarly, over here, if the Yid asks you specifically to do it on Shabbos, then even though you're getting paid for it, nevertheless, the reason why you're doing it on Shabbos is because the Yid asks you, then we look at it as it's done a Daita to Israel and not a Daita to the Nachshon. What's wrong with what?
The
Daita to the Nachshon is not a Mir Lachon. Maybe it's not considered a Mir Lachon. Is there a problem with Amir La'akam to tell him to do his, once the Daiti the Nafshe, then he can't, then there's no problem with Amir La'akam. Tiny. You're allowed to tell the guy to turn on the light in his house. Right? Why are you allowed to tell the guy to do it, turn on the light in his house? Are you telling him to do Mulacham? Because Kukama's not shy to you, and there's even a sad that even if it is your own stuff, you're allowed to give it to tell him. That we saw. Right? Once we understand that it's a mice of a Daiti the Nafshe, and it's not my stuff, I didn't give him something to do. He's making shoes for me. We'll see. Something which never belonged to me in the first place. He's doing well for me. I'm ordering something from a business. He's, all this stuff that I did in Ashram is his own stuff. L'chero, his own malach. What's the difference that I'm telling him to do it for you? He's doing it for me? No, he's not doing it for me. They were only telling him to ask for me because he's doing it for me. But if it's katas, then we shouldn't look at it as doing it for me. He's doing it as a Daita Ashram. But he says, no, if I asked him to do it, then in that aspect, we looked at it as they're doing it a Daita Din, a Daita Din Yisrael. No, the chara, the reason. That's included in the price. That's what they're in. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Im his name is Shitin Leitz Chara Alpha Bishal Imperish Kami Yitin Lein Dinik Ekoitzitz the Sam Chadayte Nein Yehudi. Who we did a Katara. Abel Vistam Alpha Bishish Bidayte Shitin Leitz Chara Osir Leitz Sam Chadayte with Yisrael Katara. If you give a job to a guy and you don't tell him how much you're paying him, if you tell him that you're paying him, you just don't tell him how much, that's also okay. But if you don't make up that you're paying him, then there's a problem. Now, bizmanenu, why? Because he doesn't know that he's going to get paid. And since he doesn't know he's going to get paid, so why is he doing this malacha? He's doing the malacha for the yid. He's doing it as a teva for the yid. And therefore, it's ki'ilu as if he's working for the yid, and that's a problem on Shabbos. Now, bizmanenu, this is kemat not matzui b'chlal. anything that you ask a guy to do basically has a set price, or it has a price, and therefore it's very uncommon with money to give something to a guy and not make up a price. The kilos is a tzad in the belt that the guy is going to do work for you without getting paid. The sum of the most is any job that you're giving to a guy has a set price, and therefore, even if you didn't make it up, it's clear that you're going to pay the guy that price. He's not going to, you know, and therefore, lechur this kamat ain't nimsa this chasar. There are other problems that we'll see. Siryain, Sirshana, that we'll see b'hemshech. Maids, people live in health, and other things, non live in health is more problematic. Somebody that comes every afternoon to help clean the house and to wash dishes from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Can she work for you on Shabbos? These things, these are problematic, as we'll see, hopefully, in Mishnah Dalit. But to make up a job, to hire somebody, and not tell him that you're paying him, is kamat not b'minto, and therefore, we will deal with the other halachas that are more negah. What's that? Therefore, even if you didn't, then it's kilos if you did. Even if you didn't, it's kilos if you did. You do have certain things, like this guy that works out over here, the Sadlar, Mikaf Reglad Rosh, he can fix anything for you, from your tires to your watches to whatever it is. And on the spot, he'll make up a price. There's nothing kofu out, really. Anywhere between 2 shekel and 1,000 shekel, depending on what you're doing by it. So, what? Whatever, no, it really depends on what you're doing. But there's always a price. There's no tzad in the belt that you're getting for free. I think generally it takes money beforehand, these people. So therefore, the heard of these things, even the things which are not kavua, they all have a price, they all have some sort of price, and therefore there's no tzad that he's doing it for free. Siv Gimel is a third halacha which is brought down here. It's a davar which is mimutza between not making up a price and having a set price. And that is when you hire somebody by day. Every day that you work for me, I pay you for that day. I don't tell you what day you have to work. You send letters for me. Whichever day you work with sending letters, then I'm going to pay you for that day. So the guy can decide if he wants to send letters on, if he wants to travel on Monday or on Shabbos. So Be'etzim it should be mutter, because I didn't tell him which day to do it. However, if I give it to him on Erev Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah says, in this case, in the case of Katzat, you set up a price, you let even give it to the guy on Erev Shabbos. In a case where it's loy kasas bechlal, you can't give it to him even on Sunday. Here we have something in between. You're allowed to give it to him on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but you're not allowed to give it to him on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because if I give it to him on Erev Shabbos, and he goes and he works the first day on Shabbos with the shlichus, so it's ki'il, looks to everybody else as if I hired him to work on Shabbos. I gave it to him on Erev Shabbos, and I'm paying him by day, and he went the very next day, it's ki'il as if I told him. If I gave it to him earlier in the week, so the fact that why did he wait a day or two and he didn't do it right away? Oh, it must be that his own prerogative, he decided that that's when he's going to go. Supposed to be paying right beforehand, then it looks like I'm giving it to do on, I'm giving it to do on Shabbos. Siv Dalid is the halacha of Tevas Hanah. If a guy decides to do something for a yid for free, then guy aren't so altruistic. They're not. And therefore, if a guy decides that he's going to do something for yid, I ask a guy to do something for me, and he says yes, it's generally because he owes me something from the past. I gave him something in the past, and wants to pay it back. Therefore, even though he's not getting paid, it's as if he's getting paid. He's doing it for himself to repay his debt, his previous debt that he has to yid. However, there's two different types over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Dargamesha says that even if a guy agrees to do it for free, when you ask him, that's not kakata. That doesn't have anything to kakata. If the guy on his own takes the initiative himself and he asks you, is there anything that I can do for you? Can I go? I'm going to Florida anyhow. Can I take a letter for you? Then, obviously, why did the guy walk over to you without you asking him? It must be because he has a debt to repay. However, if you have to ask him and only after you asked him he agreed, then maybe the reason why he agreed is because you asked him, but not because he's repaying anything, any debt. And his mommy's doing it a day to the Yisrael. If he's repaying the debt, then he's doing it a day to the Nafshe. He wants to repay the debt. However, in a case where he's doing it because the Yisrael asked him to do it, the last option is he's trying to repay a debt, and therefore be problematic. It comes out, according to the Machab, there's different levels of a day to the Nafshe. There's different levels. A guy, when you're paying him, it's clear that he's doing it for the money. In a case where you come over to ask him, then it's not so clear. Maybe he's doing it for you, maybe he's not doing it for you. In a case where he on his own initiative decided it, then in a chanami, it's kilo as if he is repaying the debt, it's kilo as if it's katat, and therefore it would be mutter. Now, because in a case where the guy didn't take the initiative, you asked him to do something and he agreed, the halacha is that you go to his house of Shabbos, Rishon Beis, Sefeid, and you see him doing this malacha, since you didn't pay for him, had you paid him, then you would say that he's doing it a daita d'nafshin, and you don't have to stop him. However, if you didn't pay him, and he's just doing it because out of his own goodwill, the tevas hanah, then you have to stop him on Shabbos. If you see him doing this malacha, you have to stop him. Because we're choishish that he's doing it for you, and that's what you pay back a debt. Sif Hay talks about mailing a letter on, if a guy is going regardless, if the guy is going regardless, then the guy is not doing any malacha for you. Difference, not a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah here talks about mailing a letter on Shabbos. He says to give the guy on Shabbos, that's always aser. Even if there's a set price that's made up, you're not allowed to give a guy a letter on Shabbos. Even if there's an Erev, you're not allowed to give a guy a letter on Shabbos. Now it's not clear if this is only when you're giving a guy a letter. How about putting a letter in a mailbox on Shabbos? Is there any problem if you have an Erev? Is there any problem to put a letter in a mailbox on Shabbos? I don't think I've ever seen anybody do it. But what should be the problem? Asta Amiro, is there an Amiro which is Asra over here? You're not talking to any good. You have a remnant borrower. What you're trying to do, it says that there's pickup at 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 11 o'clock in the morning, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's going to be 3 pickups possibly on Shabbos. Certainly when you put it in, you're be'etim trying to tell them to take it on Shabbos. But I wouldn't even call that a tivoy of Yemen Zedar of tivoy. That's nothing. You didn't talk to the guy. There's no connection between the yid and the guy before such a case. Lachar, it's very hard to say that would be considered an amir. What's that? Not a chana? Why is it a chana? Maybe it is. If he's going to take it on Shabbos, I'll take it on Shabbos. What's the problem? Yeah, why not? Maybe. It doesn't have to. That's up to him whether or not he's going to pack on the same day. It's TV. I don't even remember. I'm not doing it for after Shabbos. I'm doing it now. If you want to do it for afterwards, it's perfect. Yeah, because I don't know if that's a ma'isa achana. The fact that you know that it's not going to happen, loves up to the tirchus le'teref. You know that it's not going to happen, it's a tirchus le'teref. If you know for sure it's not going to happen, and if I don't know that it's not going to happen, if I can do it in 6 o'clock, it's not going to be there. Could be that will be there tomorrow. Could be that will be there tomorrow. If it's in this, we're talking about it's in the area, it's not going out of the area. That's some sort of, it's not going out of the tchum. What's that? Why is it not mukta? Excellent question. Why is it not mukta? Maybe it is mukta. That's one of the stuff I would say. The Mishnah Berurah over here says to give it to a guy to on Shabbos. He says, "I feel b'makom sheish eruv. I feel like they ain't Yehudi aser. Ach makom hefter gadol yesh lahater davishvus teshvus makom seidam." He says it's only a shvus teshvus. He has to go to take it through to bring the mail on Shabbos. It's only a shvus teshvus, and maybe makom hefter gadol b'muter. The Rosh Hashanah says over here that's not so simple. The letter, he said, was kreina shvisa by the yid from before Shabbos. And therefore, if the guy's going to take it out of the tchum, then there's going to be a problem. However, if he's not going to take it out of the tchum, you wouldn't have such a problem. However, you would have a problem, the would be mukta. Very often, if it's a sealed letter, you can't even read it on Shabbos, then it should be mukta, possibly be mukta. And I would think that there's also a problem with little Shabbos, maybe. But even without that, you have also the problem of also the problem with the Aruch HaShulchan, depending on where you're sending the letter. And if certainly if you don't have an error, there's certainly a problem to carry it. And therefore, certainly the minhag HaOlam is not to mail letters on Shabbos, even if you don't have a problem. That's not a problem, because you're not telling him to do that. As long as he goes ahead, that's not a problem. Even though I know he's going to take it, even if I order from Amazon, they say we're going to bring it back on Shabbos. It's not a problem. I need something to do it. As far as I'm concerned, you can bring it on Sunday. If he wants to take it on Shabbos, it's up to him to take it on Shabbos. I don't need it to be done on Shabbos after. If I pay for overnight, then it needs to be done on Shabbos. That, with regard to mailing on Shabbos.
Does Amazon Prime automatically use it? Automatically all the orders
sent? Prime. You're paying more.
You're paying more at the end of the year. That every time you order throughout the year, it will come within the next day. So when you send your Shabbos delivery, that you didn't, right now you pay extra than 10 more, but automatically from the beginning of the year.
That would be problematical for her, because then you are telling him. By your setting it up at the beginning of the year, then you're telling him. You want to know, in this case, let's say I have it on me. This is that I don't need it, but I'm telling them to do it on Shabbos. That's really what it is. I'm telling them to do it on Shabbos because I don't need it. I do all my mail FedEx overnight. I go out because I don't need it. That's what I do. I'm not going to go ahead and start sorting out the letters, which one's yes, which one's no. Everything FedEx overnight. That's better than what you're telling them. I told them that every time that I'm going to do it, I need to do it the next time. The her, when I'm giving it in, the her be problem. What? Amazon will come on the Shabbos, they'll bring it to you at 8 o'clock at night. If they know what the Matthias is, if there's such a Matthias, then in a Hanami. What will come with that is, if they close their deliveries by 7 o'clock and Shabbos is over at 7:30, then there's nothing to talk about.
Just, okay.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Okay. We're going to talk about that in a minute. What's considered as if you can do it or not? You can stay up all night also, right? A guy can, I bring in something to the cleaners. Okay, we'll talk about that in Mishnah base. We'll get to that in a minute. Mish, simple. Mish yesh v'schir et sachir yehudi l'shari yetzir as l'shal chayav Shabbos v'yigeres. This, the Bir Halacha says that if you have hired somebody to work for you for a year to do all types of random malachas, so even though he's getting paid, nevertheless, when he does something on Shabbos, the Yid is the one that's benefiting. The guy is not benefiting. Generally, when I pay you for a specific job, when the guy does it on Shabbos, he's benefiting. I'm finishing my job earlier. I won't have to work afterwards. But if I hire you to work for me for a year, then when you finish this job, I'm going to give you another job. So by the fact that you did this on Shabbos, you're not gaining, because you're just going to have to do something else after Shabbos. So who's gaining? The Yid is gaining, who I did it for. That's the one that's gaining, that he'll have the ability to ask this guy after Shabbos to do something else. But maybe that's problematic. How exactly this plays out, this is really, we're going to wait for Tzur Yom, which is Reish Mem Dalet. I hope at least, Rabbi say, at least to see Reish Mem Gil, Reish Mem Dalet. With regard to, if we don't get to Reish Mem Hei, Reish Mem Vav, half Reish Mem Vav, anyhow, is Shvises Behemter, which is not Nigel. Well, the Chorel Kofas, we're going to get to Reish, you can say this, Reish Mem Gil, probably even Reish Mem Dalet. If you only have a choice to do Reish Mem Gil, Reish Mem Dalet, do Reish Mem Dalet. Instead of doing Reish Mem Gimel, it's more kashur to the lachas that we're seeing in Reish Mem Zayin, Reish Mem Beis. This is hiring people by hour, hiring people that are coming to cut your grass and on Yontif, and people that are coming to work in your house in the afternoons. These types of things, mechanics and all types of things like that, hopefully we'll discuss. Reish Mem Beis, Siv Beis. Beis Gimel Dalet, Beis Hashem. The lachas which is over here is really the lachas we just saw before, and that is giving your clothing into a cleaner. Says the Mechaber, Motavitim Begadu Bechei B'Sein Yehudi Ve'eris La'avdan Samad Chashecha Im Chatzat Leidam Ve'eshay Sem B'Tev V'Sano V'ushinay Yom V'Lasas V'Shabbos. You're allowed to give in your clothing to the cleaners before Shabbos because it's a set amount. Mishabur brings down that cleaners is a set amount. And just like you said before, in other words, they charge you by kilo or they charge you by shirt. Over here, 8 shekel for a shirt and 42 shekel for a suit and 17 shekel for a tie, whatever it is, 12 shekel for a tie. Everything has a set price. Mamela, there's no problem of the guy working for you on Shabbos. This is not working for you, he's working for himself. I never told him to do it on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to tell him to do it on Shabbos. Not only that, says Mishnah Berurah, even if I don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, I come in, I walk in Friday afternoon, they close at 5 o'clock. I walk in at 4:35, and I tell them, I need this much of Shabbos at 6:15. The only way that he can do it is Shabbos. If that's the case, that's ki'ilus if I'm telling him to do it on Shabbos. And therefore that, says Mishnah Berurah, is problematic. Now how far do we take this? If I don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, not a problem. I could come Matzah Shabbos and pick up my cleaners, even though I knew I bring it in 4:35 in the afternoon, and I don't tell him when I need it. As far as you're concerned, I'm coming back in 2 weeks. Then I walk in Matzah Shabbos at 6:15, I say, oh, do you have my clothing ready? He says, yeah, sure, we did it today. Not a problem. I never told him to do it on Shabbos, he did it for his own. That's not a problem. Now let's say I give it to him, and he tells me, well, I know that he has a wedding. The guy has a wedding and he's going to be out for the next 3 hours. And he's not going to be working. So I know practically that he's not going to be doing it before Shabbos. Can I tell him I need this at 6:15, Matzah Shabbos? I gave him the time now to do it, these 3 hours. However, I just know that he's not going to do it. He told me that he's not able to, he has to close, he has to leave the store early. Whatever it is. He's not going to be able to do it till later on. Is that a problem or not? So Solash Mirsham Khalsa's Murray this question, and he wants the Taina, he doesn't have a clear raya. He says, maybe we could have a raya from Simen Shin Chafei Sivches, what we saw. What is the Simen Shin Chafei Sivches? It says that if a guy brought something for you on Shabbos, and he brought it from outside the Tchum, says the Ramah, if it's not, since it's not the derech to travel from outside the Tchum on at night, you only travel during the day, so when you want to wait for the Shiyasa to be nene from the Malacha that the guy did, you have to wait till the daytime. What? Because it's not the derech to do it at night. So it seems that he wanted to say that L'chor the same go over here. If you know that he's practically not going to do it, then it's a problem. L'chor Yish L'chalik Tchumah, because over there, the if you want to be nene, is it considered as if you were nene? Yeah, because you wouldn't have been able to do it yourself till that time after Shabbat. As opposed to over here, the Shabbat is, am I being meyachad the malach on Shabbat? I'm not. I'm given the option to do it. He decided that he wants to go to a chasuna instead of going to do my laundry. That's up to him. If I was paying him enough money, he would do this instead of going to the wedding. I'm telling you, he for sure would. Or he would come to this instead of doing whatever he has to do. He decided that he's not going to do it. And l'chor b'fashtus, as long as I give him the ability to do it, even if he decides that he's not going to do it, I know that he's not going to do it, it's not a problem. Now, if I come to him an hour before Shabbos, and I say to him, they could do cleaners in an hour, and he tells me, I'm overloaded, there's no chance, if you could give it in to me, but if you need it done in an hour, I can't do it in an hour, I'm overloaded, and I can only do it afterwards. In such a case, if I'm giving it in right then, and I'm going to tell him I need him on the Shabbos, then the Chur, I'm telling him to work on the Shabbos. Because he's telling me before I give it to him that there's no possibility to do it beforehand. There's no even if I'm going to pay him more. Because he has other people from beforehand that he has to do. So you're lying whether or not he's ready to shub it to somebody else and there's no way for him to do it, then maybe in such a case it would be problematic. Now the question is, the Chur, even if he closes at 5 o'clock, he could work overtime. What's the problem? I give it to him an hour beforehand. I give him 20 minutes before he closes. There's no possibility that he can do it unless he's going to do it tomorrow on Shabbos. Why not? He can do it. He can stay late tonight. Shabbos is only at 7 o'clock. He can stay after hours at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock and he'll do it. Is that considered as if I'm giving the opportunity to do it or not? So this is one of the things that hopefully we'll see in Reish Mem Dalet. The Mishabur brings down. Oid Kosev Taz. In Sifkot and Chav Dalet. Vimsofer Ligmar Sefer Yerbege Teich Oisezman. If I gave you a beged, I gave a tailor a beged, he should make me a suit. Sew me a suit. He says, Hu ki makbid? It's like your makbid that it should be done at a specific time. V'hainu b'shiyodua di'ef shu ligmur im lay shiyasagam b'shabbos. In a case where you know that you can only finish it if you work on Shabbos, it's a problem. V'afi she'im ye'en o'izatma v'yeshu b'alay l'yuchu ligmur b'chol. Even though if he forces himself, he stays up late at night, he'll be able to finish it during the weekday. That's like your Mitzav Lassim Shabbos. He brings out the Prima Godim, says this, and not like the Eli Rabba. The Eli Rabba is Mekel, the Prima Godim, the Tazim Nachman. That even though he can stay up all night, what's the problem? He'll stay up all night, and he'll finish the work during the weekday instead of Shabbos. On that he says, no, that's Kilo, since it's not normal to do that, so then when you give it to him 20 minutes before he closes, in effect what you're doing is you're asking to work on Shabbos, even though there's such a possibility. Now I would say that this is very much totally in what type of work it is, and if sometimes the guy stays overtime, then in Chanami Lachar wouldn't be a problem. Because there is a possibility. For example, you have to know the scenario, and you have to know whatever, obviously. But a few weeks ago, I deposited a check in the bank. This was Friday morning. Friday evening they closed at 12 o'clock or so. And I wanted the check to go in that day. Now I deposited it in a machine outside. Now the machine outside, it swallowed my check. And it says, go inside to tell them that your check was swallowed by the machine. Okay. So I go inside and tell them my check was swallowed by the machine. They said, no problem, we'll take care of it. Let me take your information, we'll take care of it. But I'm busy now, so I'll take care of it this afternoon. This afternoon? You don't open this afternoon. No, I'm here. I'll take care of it this afternoon. But I wanted to go in today's time. I wanted to go in the today's work day by 12 o'clock. So no problem, I'll put it under today's work day. That's not a problem. What's going on over here? There's people, you want to know, can you walk in after 12 o'clock? No, you can walk in after 12 o'clock. But there's still people working there for another 2 hours. There are people working there for another 2 hours. So to give it to somebody at 11:59, like if you get into Rami Levi 1 minute before they close, you could shop for 2 hours. Al derech, right? They don't let people in after a certain amount of time. But to say that they're closed at that time, love that. Some places they're mamish closed. They lock up and they close. So you can come back, you can do whatever you want, or lock you inside. We're out. And other places, they're still working inside. They're just not going to take anything. So depending on what it is, and very often you can know whether or not they're still working, then you would be able to be meichel. Somebody just told me a story. Last week he told me a story. He wanted to print this safer. Appears in the Pirchadish. It was Hanukkah time this year. And he gave it to somebody to typeset. The guy says, it's Hanukkah, I'm busy, I don't have so much time, b'chulu, come back in a week. The next morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, the guy calls me and says, I did it last night. Kitzer, he gives it to the printing. The printer says, it was mamash 4 o'clock, right before he says, I'm going to the mikveh before Hadlokas Neres. Come back in a week, I'm not going to have it, no way. Next morning, Al Boker calls him up, he tells him it's ready. He says, ready. He says, what happened? No one's not going to be ready for a week. He says, I had a cheshek after Hanukkah Licht. I went back to the store and I printed your pre-chadash. The story, there was the pre-chadash, I'm sorry, pre-chadash. The lecher, just the furious of the story, what happened was, he brought it to his kreila and he brought some ragalach, you know, he printed out, he put out a sefer, pre-chadash on the pre-chadash. And the guy, and one of the people from his kreila showed him his calendar, the calendar with all the yartzeits, and that day was the pre-chadash's yartzeit. Something that should have taken 2 weeks, the supposed to be chalash, took only 2 days. Why am I bringing this story? Because there are, you have to know the scenarios. Certain cases, it's not just that they're not going to work. Yeah, we have certain hours. But it's common that we'll stay up of v'chulu, and therefore in such a case, it's not a shayla of you're asking a guy to stay up all night to tailor a suit for you. Rather, it's a normal, it's a common occurrence, then that wouldn't be considered mi'ach and malachtay on Shabbos. Now, just one klal that many of the Peskis Manenu bring down, which is very negaya, and that is, this halacha applies to everything, which, like we said beforehand, anything, most malachas are that way. Anytime you bring something to cleaners, or you bring it to a tailor, or you bring it to a shoe store, or whatever it is, a shoemaker, everything has a set price, and there's basically no problem to give it to him before Shabbos. How about, if you bring in your car to the mechanic, now, you ask him, can you fix the engine? Fix the engine, how long does it take to fix the engine? So he charges you by hour. Depending on how long it's going to take, that's what he charges you. Is that kotat? Is that a set price? It's not a set price. Because I charge you according to the hour. But since, say the price is manenu, since it's a specific job that the person is doing, therefore it has the halacha of kotat. In other words, I'm paying for the job. I'm not paying, what's the mila of kotat? Because when I pay you for a specific job, then you're working for yourself. When I give my car to the mechanic, I didn't tell him to work on Shabbos, even though he's working for hours, but the hours are not hours that have to be done on Shabbos. It's not like I'm paying him to work hours on Shabbos. I'm paying him to fix my car. He fixes my car and he charges me according to the hour. The mila, in such a case, that has been a kotat because I didn't ask him to work on Shabbos, and he can work these hours whenever he wants. He can fix my car on Tuesday, he can fix my car on Friday, he can fix it on Shabbos. If he decides to fix my car on Shabbos, that's his own prerogative, and therefore that has a halacha of kotat, even though I pay according to the hour. So cases that, for example, if a woman comes to, a cleaning lady comes to your house 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and you pay her for 4 hours on Shabbos, then you're paying her to work on Shabbos. You're paying her for the hours that she's working on Shabbos. That's certainly a problem. But if I'm paying somebody to do a job, and I pay the person per hour, but the job could be done any time, doesn't have to be specifically done on Shabbos, then if he decides to do that job on Shabbos, that's not a problem, and it would be mutter. So to give in a car to a mechanic on Friday afternoon, if it takes him 3 hours, and you need a mutter Shabbos, if there's such a possibility to get a mutter Shabbos, then you're not to tell him, I need a mutter Shabbos. Then you tell him to work on Shabbos. However, if you don't tell him when it's going to be done, and you're going to come in, he's open on Sunday, you come in Sunday morning, first thing in the morning, and, or for Matzah Shabbos, you come in, and you ask, is my car ready? Yep, I knew he's going to do it on Shabbos. As long as I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, then it's not a problem. He decides to do it on Shabbos, that's not a problem.
So what's the case for
him? Where he's working hours for not his specific job. He gets paid by hour to answer phone calls in the office.
When you designate him?
The Chayyadim over here says a big chiddush, and this is going to make decent amount of issues for people that have cleaning help, and that is that any time that a guy is doing something, even if it's katas, if you set a set amount to pay a guy, if the guy is doing a malacha in your house, then you have to be meichin. Even though everybody knows that you pay him by the job, and therefore when he's working for himself. But if it's done in your house, then it's asr mitam zed yirmish yitzivo lasis b'shabbos. It's kilu as if you told the person to work on Shabbos, because the person's working in your house, and everybody sees, they walk into your house and they see a guy working for you on Shabbos. L'chor, it looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos, even though the person gets paid by the job. But if it's working in your house, then it's a problem. Says Rav Simcha Bunu Kohen in his Sefer, he brings down from Rav Moshe, that he heard from Rav Moshe, one of the Ha'aretz, the Parak Yud, Ha'aretz Beis, that he heard from Rav Moshe, that with regard to live-in help, a cleaning lady, who she does jobs in your house every day. She works for you. What's that? She works for you, and she's doing things which are also for you to do on Shabbos. She's folding laundry. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Ironing clothing. We'll see whether that's the problem. Is that a problem? Is that a problem with her? Do you have to stop her or not? Where she gets paid a specific amount. She's like a kavlan. You pay her. You don't pay her for the hours. You pay her for, she's a living maid. You pay her for the month. So she's not being paid by the hour. The problem is she's doing malacha in your house. So if her, you should, anytime that she wants to do something, you should have to make a macho. So he brings up information. The Ramesha says that this chiddush of the Chayyadim only applies to things that there's a chashash that maybe you told her to do it on Shabbos. However, things, she only does it once in a while. She cleans out the gutters in the house. So she's cleaning out the gutters in the house. How many times do you have to clean out the gutters? Twice a season you have to clean out the gutters. So the chash, if I see her cleaning out the gutters, that's a problem. It's taking money for you to do it. So if she would do it on Shabbos, it would look like maybe I told her to do it. However, certain things that she does every day, there's certain things, cleaning help does the same thing every day. She folds the laundry, and she puts away the dishes, and she washes the dishes, and so all these types of things that they do on a daily basis. There's no chash that I told her to do it today. There's things that she knows to do every single day. It's the basic things that she does every single day. So therefore there's no chash in such a case of her doing these malachas that have to be meicha, because it's understood that there's no tzad that the yid asked her to do it today. She knows on her own accord to do it today. Exactly where we draw the line, what she's allowed to do and what she's not allowed to do, that we'll see in the Sefer Shimon Rishmam Dalit. But this chilik, the Rav Simcha Bunu says, Bechlal, that there's many places, many achronim that do not hold this chiddush of the Chayyadim. So certainly it could be same upon this Ramesha, that where there's cleaning help and there's different jobs that she's doing, then the ones that are done once in a while, that's when you have to be moicha, you have to tell her that she can't do it. However, in a case where she's doing basic jobs for you, then you do not have to be moicha. He mentions, like, we'll see, you're going to have to tell her anyhow that she's never supposed to work for you in Shabbos. None of her work that she has to do, you're not mechayev her ever to work for you in Shabbos. If you hired her and she understands that she has to work for you on Shabbos, then there's a problem that you're being netted from the love that she's doing on Shabbos. However, if you told her when I hired you, by the way, anything that I tell you to do, all the folding laundry, all the washing dishes, all the washing floors, everything, you don't have to do it on Shabbos. If she decides to do it on Shabbos, then, as long as it doesn't involve zuzul Shabbos, like vacuuming and other things like that, then marasayim, then it'll be mutter on Shabbos, it won't have to be meicha. We'll see the problem, Be'ez Hashem, when we get to Reish Mandal. Sif Gimel. This is the malacha, this is what we mentioned beforehand. If a guy, if I say malacha for semen, you do a shisha Yisrael, if I say malacha before semen, toiv lahachmer v'lasser. Once again, it's not asr mi'ikra adin. If I pay a guy a specific price to wash my clothing, that's his case. I pay him 42 shekel, and he washes my suit. So where does he want to wash my suit? He wants to wash my suit in the town square. That's he wants to do it. Now everybody sees that it's a yid suit. Is that a problem? Mi'ikra adin is not a problem, because he's doing it for himself, he's not doing it for the yid. However, Tayyib al-Hakmer says the Machaber that since everybody can tell that it belongs to a yid, one should be Machmer and not give it into the guy. Now let's say we don't know which yid it belongs to, is that a problem? It's a suit, it's clearly, it has a yellow star in it. during the World War II. They know it belongs to Jude, we just don't know whose it is. Is that a problem then? Or it's like we said, one of these, it's a talis, something that everybody knows belongs to Yid. We don't know which Yid. The Magen Avraham answers, and says the Shabbos says that it's mutter. Now, it's not clear how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Lulei the Mistafin Amina, the Mashmois of Mishnah Berurah is that he's being nekel hot. Because he says, he brings out the Magen Avraham. Nefizah chalukim shenikarim shem she Yisrael, clothing which is clear that it belongs to Yid. Vein Yudim mechapsan agabe hanor. And the goy is doing it, is washing it by the river where everybody can see. Shumachum golim mefursim. Tzarech limcha is biyadik shreya v'shabbos. You have to be meicha. Aval v'tei sefer Shabbos kalsam d'loi shayich v'zecha shodol d'loi noida shomihum. The Tei Sefer Shabbos says that you don't have to worry about it because you don't know which yid it belongs to. V'chayadim hekel v'zeroid mitam acher and the chayadim matas for a different reason. So he starts off with the Magen Avraham. He says, aval, he's mitzad l'kula, and he brings down another tzad l'kula also. Mashmois is the chayr that he's being make over here, but Mephrat is in the Rabbanon. The chayr is the Rabbanon, Tabi Rabbanon l'kula, but Mephrat is that's Mashmois of Mishabura, that as long as you don't know who belongs to, then that wouldn't be a problem. Last sif, sif dalet kol shekotat, afa fi shiyasa ha'in yudhi malacha b'shabbat, muta nisro l'ubo shakli b'shabbat asmo, the kol shekotat adayt is inafshe ka'ovin. This is the halachas, mafakish yishenim. If you paid a guy to do a job, go ahead and wash my clothing. And he washes the clothing, and he brings it to you on Shabbos. He says, I just finished washing it just now, 15 minutes ago. Here it is. Is the Yid allowed to wear it on Shabbos? Says the Mechaber, yes, not a problem. What's the, nothing was done, there was nothing. The Goy did it for himself, and you're not being nene from a malacha which was done for you, was done for the Goy, therefore there's no problem. However, the Ramah brings down a Goy Sashvi that says, no, it's also Yesh Eis in the Loi Shei, Kol Shidu Hashem Goy Gamer B'Shabbos, it's a problem. What's the problem? The Goy did it for himself, what's the problem? Says the Goy Sashvi, look inside. He says, you're right that he did it for himself. However, since the goof of the Israel is being nana from it, like if the guy washed your clothing and you're now going to have clothing, then therefore it's problematic. Or if he lit a candle for you, the goof of the Israel is being nana, and therefore it's problematic, and you're not allowed to be nana. This is the story that we really saw in Tesis, that even when the guy knows in the back of his mind that he's getting paid, or he actually was getting paid, you actually paid him, nevertheless, if he's giving a direct hanah to the Yid, then there's a problem that we consider it as if he's doing an adayt to the Yisrael, and therefore it's problematic. So if you would have the cleaners in America, and the cleaners delivers, and you gave it in right before Shabbos, and you know that he did it on Shabbos, and Shabbos afternoon they come to you with the cleaners in hand, here it is, sir, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Unless you're stuck. If, but only an Isser Darabanan was done, which Kibbutz is not Isser Darabanan, Isser Darabanan. Or, if a person has no other clothing, aside from this other Shabbos clothing that is, obviously he's wearing something, he's not in his pajamas, but if he has only weekly clothing, doesn't have Shabbos clothing, then, says Mr. Burrow, you can be able to be Mekel. But aside from that, any malacha which was done, even if it was katas, or was finished on Shabbos, then it, then we are mach. Just the last halacha over here is with regard to shoes. It says, "Ein yud shoyisim in olam al mekach, mutin yisrael makir leilich valikach menu b'shabbos l'nerel b'vash liktasim yidmei amekach." The person has no shoes, so you're allowed to go to a guy who makes shoes and buy the shoes. Obviously, you're not allowed to give him money. You're not allowed to even tell him I'm going to pay you. You can tell him we'll work it out after Shabbos, and you'll take the shoes and you wear them home. Why? Because the shoes belonged entirely to the guy up until now. He didn't make it for the Yid, he made it for whoever's going to buy it, which Rav people in the town generally are Goyim, that's what someone asked as well. But generally, Rav is made for the Goyim, and therefore, there's nothing that was done that was a problem over here. The Goy didn't do a malacha for the Yid, it wasn't the Yid's kelim. It wasn't like the clothing that we're talking about, that the cleaners, I gave him my clothing and he's washing my clothing. He's making something from scratch, and he's going to sell it afterwards. It belonged to the guy the entire time. He did it entirely for himself. In such a case, you'd be allowed to go to his house and pick up the shoes and wear them on Shabbos. Now, it would sort of almost sound that you're allowed to walk in, if you're friendly with the owner of Florishan shoes, you could walk into the store, Florishan on Shabbos, and tell the guy listen here, I ripped my shoes and it's raining outside, I don't want to get wet, we're working on after Shabbos, George. And you'll put on a new pair of Florishan shoes and walk out. It's not that simple. Mr. Brewer brings it down over here that Achim Ein Yehudi Hu Chenvani Sheinei Uman Efshe Yedesh Lakel Vegam Bezeh Mefakim Etesav Shabbos Avakopanim Ovdu Dechol. There's a shayla, maybe if a guy is a Chenvani, he's a store owner, if it's a problem Ovdu Dechol, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to be Mekum. The Shmir Shabbos also brings it down and he says the Chorah is a problem of Marasayin. You're walking into a proper store. If you walk into a guy's house and he works in his house and he sells shoes, you say there's no Marasayin, there's no problem. You walked in, you put on the shoes, you walked out, not a problem. However, in a case where you're walking to a proper store and all of a sudden the guy walks out with new shoes, then the Chorah, there's an issue of Marasayin. The Shmir Shabbos also says the Chorah is a problem of Marasayin. He's also saying over here that the Chorah looks like Agapanim Mishmov in the Chol. And Kibdumani, that is certainly the meaning. With regard to food items, well, in Shinchof Gimel, it talks about the Mekel with regard to getting food items for a store, maybe there's more coolant. But certainly with regard to other things, clothing and things like that, certainly there's a problem of Marasayin. I don't think anybody's Mekel to walk into a store and get clothing on Shabbos, even if he doesn't have to pay, and even if we're working out, there's still a problem. But just to be Mesakim, this is also maybe a little of Agdam with Reshman Gimel, Reshman Dalet. I'm going to quote Mamash from the Chai Adam. At the beginning of Chal Gimel on Shabbos, he talks about Mutter l'nokri lasis malacha v'ar Yisrael b'Shabbos al pi arfanu imu. A guy can do malacha for a yid as long as you have these few tonight. And he enumerates eight tonight. The first one is Shlayasa b'beis Yisrael shakopanim yitzi akilim b'beis Yisrael chedim Shabbos. You can't do the work in the yid's house. Second of all, Shiyiko Yisrael Yitzchar Vezenik Rekotat Yifsek Leitzchar. The thing about him, She Yifsek Leitzchar. You tell him that you're going to pay him a certain amount. That's Kotat, like we said. Shlo Yitzchir Yoyim Ela Bekablonim. It shouldn't be that he's getting paid. You have to give him money, but the money is for the job, and not you're not paying him by hour. Fourth of all, Shlo Yichel Leim Alach B'Shabbat. Even when it's katzatz, we said, you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. And you can't even tell him, you don't want to tell him to do it on Shabbos. You say, oh, I need it at 6:15, which is 5 minutes after Shabbos. You also can't tell him that. Five, this is what we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, for those that will see, Reish Megumim, Reish Megumim, that to build a house for you and things like that, that's much more problematic because it's considered a davar shebe farhesia, and even though the guy's doing it, he's getting paid to do it, and everybody knows that he gets paid for the job, nevertheless, it looks like he's working for the yid, and therefore that's problematic. The sixth thing is, imanachri oisa malacha b'makam b'forsim, shteim b'forsim b'lacha z'usha Yisrael z'em. The chayadim seems to go, like the tesef shabbos, that even if it's talush, even if it's something, he's washing your clothing, and he's getting paid for the job, and therefore it should be mutter. Nevertheless, if he's doing it in a place which is very befursome, then it would be a problem. One shouldn't do it if we know which yid it belongs to, he says. If we don't know which yid it belongs to, then it's okay. Shlo yarviach Yisrael b'masher eitzai nachrei malach b'Shabbos. The yid can't benefit from that which the guy is doing the malach on Shabbos. In other words, benefit meaning that he'll be able to now ask the guy to do another malach because he's going to be punished. But the fact that he has the malacha done before, he's allowed to wear his jacket on Matzah Shabbos, even though, right, he's enjoying the benefit, the fact that the guy washed his suit on Shabbos, cleaned his suit on Shabbos. However, if he's now able to use the nafri after Shabbos to do something else, that would be problematic. And the final thing is, Shliya nafri muskulay l'shana l'asplay tamen malacha, which is also l'chur, al-derech, the same thing, that you're being marviyah from that which the guy, and then he's short doing this. You'd be marviyah from that which the guy is working for you on Shabbos, that you'll be able to ask him to do something after Shabbos. I'm not sure what the first one is. That's why you can't be marviyah. Certainly, is what we just saw now at the end of Reshman Zayin Sif Vav, that if you're hiring him for a year and he's supposed to do any malachas that you need him to do, that would be problematic, because if he does it on Shabbos, he's not gaining, he's going to have to work for you after Shabbos. You're the only one to gain, that you'll be able to ask him to do another malacha after Shabbos.